Absolutely. It gives us a lot of juice. I mean, it's something that's very irregular to be able to go out there and throw a fake punt and be successful. So something like that to turn the tides early on, I think, was great for our offense, great for our team, and we just never really looked back at that point.
Really know how to prepare for the botch snap and that sort of thing. What's going through your mind on that when you're trying to run around and not get crushed?
Well, same thing. It really happens fast. I know Colin would like to have that snap back. Tried to get it down as best as I could, but Josh clearly wasn't comfortable kicking it. So, you know, you just try to do muscle memory from all the times that you worked on that. And, you know, it's tough to execute when you get to that point, and you just try to salvage the play as best as you can.
On the fake punt, we saw the end zone view, and you got everybody coming in your face and at you. I mean, what's that moment like for a guy who doesn't really throw the football very often?
Well, you try not to think about it, honestly. You just go out there and just do what you've been taught to do. And it incentivized me to have a quick release, so to just do my step and get it out quick because they were coming. And, we just schemed it up well. And James is exactly where he should be, and it just worked out perfect.
Are you a spiral thrower?
You tell me, how'd it look?
Pretty good.
Okay, I think so then. I got the job done. That's all I care about. It's great to go out there and have plays like that. You know, the punt team, it's fourth down. You know, it's never really a good position to be in. So the fact that we've been able to go out there and have some success on these fakes that we've ran is huge for our team. And I think it's nice to be part of a play that is going forward and you maintain the ball.